Welcome back to this special edition of Bloomberg Daybreak. I'm Nathan Hager. In our first half hour, we focused on tech stocks. Now let's shift our attention to the economy, specifically for the consumer. That would mean a look at retail. Let's do that with Bert Flickinger, Managing Director at Strategic Resource Group. Bert, it's great as always to speak with you, but as you know, this economy has been saddled by sky-high inflation and consumers are squeezed.
Nathan, tough times getting tougher. 70% of consumers are now living paycheck to paycheck, and people can't afford gas, groceries, and home heating, especially as gas prices are trickling throughout every sector, from farming to food to fashion, with fertilizer prices going up 250 to 300% on the Bloomberg, and cost of consumables to wearables. Very significant increases. United Nations is reporting up 40% in food over the last 2 years, and the cost for basic clothes is really skyrocketing, and it's hitting the stocks too. It's even H&M stock is just getting pounded because people can't afford to buy social dresses and clothes for kids for christenings, first communions, and Easter and Passover celebrations.
Yeah, which makes it tough just as we are in this holiday weekend now. I mean, what's that going to mean for the size of Easter baskets for all the parents that are thinking about getting stuff for their kids?
Easter baskets, Nathan, will be smaller. Easter candy prices up 50%. Easter egg prices up 100%. And so consumers are really squeezed. Parents, grandparents, caregivers not spending for themselves, spending for children. And interestingly, with the inflation, people can't afford to get married and have as many children. So the hottest category in retail is pet, up 7% with record numbers of rescue puppy and kitty adoptions. And it's a $100 billion category, but rescue puppies and kitties are a lot less expensive to raise than children.
Interesting. At least the one aspect of consumer discretionary that might be doing well. I mean, are there any other sectors that can see some kind of upside in this kind of inflationary environment?
Nathan, we're seeing areas consumers can save doing exceptionally well. Wholesale clubs led by BJ's and Costco saving people on gas and groceries and more. Price Impact, Winco, category dominant, Tractor Supply, Chuck and Don's, employee-owned companies, Winco, Woodman's, Publix, HEB. And interestingly, Nathan, unionized retailers and wholesalers' stocks are generally higher on the Bloomberg terminal than non-union companies because unionized companies' workers have pension plans and they have higher level of loyalty, hence productivity and customer satisfaction. We're also seeing auto parts, dollar stores, convenience and gas, and pet and pet care, as we just discussed, being very strong categories, while the laggards and losers are teen and adult specialty, furniture contracting, sporting goods contracting, along with electronics, jewelry, and even automotive contracting as customers have price sticker shock on both new cars and used cars, as reported on the Bloomberg Terminal.
We're speaking with Bert Flickinger, Managing Director at Strategic Resource Group. Bert, when we think about higher gas prices potentially putting a squeeze on shoppers this time of year, are inflationary expectations getting more entrenched, do you think?
Yes, inflationary expectations are getting more entrenched, so people are buying more in bulk at wholesale clubs in bigger quantities. They're switching more to private label, buying on promotional only, using more coupons than ever before. At the same time, inflation expectations are resulting in some hoarding and quote-unquote forward buying of essential food and beverage and healthcare products at the same time, while people are cutting back on non-discretionary items and trying to avoid stores where they typically buy on impulse, so off-price like TJX, Burlington, and Ross.
Do you think we'll see more of a benefit for online retail if shoppers are going to be spending less time potentially driving to do their shopping, to the detriment, perhaps, of some of the brick-and-mortar names?
High gas prices, Nathan, definitely benefit e-commerce, and Macy's is doing a brilliant job with Macy's.com as an example, with ranked number 7 in overall e-commerce sales, and Kohl's.com which has an affiliated relationship between Sephora, Amazon, Aldi, and depth and range of shopping shops within Kohl's. Kohl's.com, like Macy's.com, is doing phenomenally well, and gas prices will make both their same-store sales, click and collect, and delivery sales that much better. Target's a fantastic online delivery retailer as well.
Good to end on a bright spot for retail in this time when so many people are getting squeezed. Thanks for this, Bert. Great, as always, having you with us. Bert Flickinger, Managing Director at Strategic Resource Group.